Now picture this, on a grey and wintry Sunday morning in the bustling city of London, a crowd of people have gathered to sing, listen to uplifting speeches, or sit in contemplative silence. They're not at church as such. It's sort of church, only it's not church. It's called the Sunday Assembly, and their ethos is to live better, help often, wonder more. It's the brainchild of comedians, yes, comedians, Pippa Evans and Saunderson Jones, and you might have caught one of the Australian Sunday Assemblies that happened a month or so ago. We thought it fitting at this time of the year to hear about how this group is creating their own form of ritual and community in the spirit of atheism. Life Matters producer Siobhan Hunt has been looking into it for you.
My name is Pippa Evans, and I am a comedian, but I also co-founded a Sunday Assembly with Saunderson Jones back in London town. Sunday Assembly is what we call a part atheist church, part foot-stomping show, and it is a way of getting people together and creating a space for people to create connections and feel positive about life. We're gonna start soon. We're gonna start real soon. But we've run out of chairs. Yeah, we've run out of chairs. So you might have to stand at the back. Might have to stand. You might have to stand at the back. Sorry about that. What it is a combination of church sort of stuff, sort of. So we have definitely stolen a lot of stuff from church, like the singing, and we have like a moment of reflection. But also the fact that we're both performers, we know how to pep up a group of people and have an exciting time. What makes a good show, you know? So it's a sort of combination between the two.
We're gonna start real soon. We're gonna start.
It was sort of something in the back of my mind for a long time because I'd been brought up in church and my parents went to a church which was really fun, that we did pantomimes and shows and they were in choir and it was lovely. And then I went to a different church with my friends from school, and that was a Baptist church, so it was really entertaining and songs and just a great place to spend time and learn about yourself almost. And when I stopped believing in God, I left the church, and I found it wasn't God that I missed, but it was church, and I missed my friends, and I missed that camaraderie, and that feeling that every Sunday there was a place I could go to, you know, whatever was going on in my life, that I could go and I could reflect on what was happening. And I sort of had this thought in the back of my mind of, well, is it possible to do that without believing in God? Is it possible to create a space like that?
What's happened here? God, everyone, thank you so much for coming to our new home. I am Saunderson Jones. I'll be your co-host, and
I'm Pippa Evans, and I am here. Hello! This is enormous.
Yes.
I was really worried it wasn't going to fit. We're going to have an awkward row, but it was really great. It's really exciting.
Each time that we do this, it's on a theme, and the theme this time is happiness, which is, you know, that's a good, I think we're generally pro-happiness, aren't we, Pippa?
100% pro-happiness.
That's the sort of controversial opinion you will be getting here. Yeah, happiness. We're going there, people.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
I think the reason it's so popular in London is that London is a city of millions and millions of people, and yet probably has the most lonely people in the world. And I think that is something that a lot of professionals, particularly, we have a lot of professionals, people who work on their own small businesses, who come to us because I think they just miss meeting people in a way that is just meeting like-minded people. There's no, the only other way to meet people in London is to go to a bar or pay money to go to something, you know, some kind of event. So how wonderful to have a space that is free and a place where people, like-minded people like yourself, can gather and encourage each other. The evolution of Sunday Assembly has been extreme and fast, but what we were very clear about ourselves was that we didn't just want it to be a monthly meeting, you know, because then it's sort of just a show and doesn't have any follow-on purpose. So if someone comes along, they might feel great for that hour, that might give them the recharge they need for the rest of the month, but is there more we can do? You know, can we utilize all these people? We want people to be able to help other people. We want to help ourselves and help other people. So we have our monthly meeting. Now we have some social groups set up so people can go and meet outside. So we have a philosophy club, we have a book club. On top of that, we've just started working with different charities to try and find projects so that people can volunteer more easily, more readily, because there's lots of voluntary opportunities. This is in the UK, but some people find it tricky to just get that little bit more encouragement to go and do it, or to, you know, if someone goes, here you go, here's an opportunity, and you don't have to go and search for it, you're probably more likely to grab that opportunity. So we are sort of branching out into becoming incredibly useful group of people, and that's what we wanted. We want people to feel like they've helped themselves and now they can help other people, because we are stronger together. Wow, it sounds positively like a Hillsong for atheists, doesn't it? Pippa Evans there, speaking about the Sunday Assembly, so-called atheist church she co-founded around 12 months ago. Since its founding, there have been assemblies held in the UK and here in Australia. Maybe you've attended one. Tell us about it. We're on Twitter at RN Life Matters or on Facebook. You can get to all that via our homepage. And that's all we have time for today on Life Matters. Next on the show, in the spirit of the season, author Anne Deverson will join us with her own particularly rich take on what it takes to make peace. We'll be talking about her life, extraordinary in every sense, and her book, Waging Peace, Reflections on Peace and War from an Unconventional Woman. Really looking forward to your company then. I'm Natasha Mitchell. More good stuff coming your way on RN Summer. Can't think of a reason to change the dial, in fact. Stay with us. Coming up to the news.